This is actually the first time we've published mapping just online. The idea is that people will be able to interact with the data more easily.
Emily Kleber is a hazards geologist with the Utah Geological Survey. The new mapping Kleber is talking about is being done in collaboration with the U.S. Geological Survey and uses high-resolution elevation surveys, LIDAR, previous mapping, studies of ancient earthquakes, and field mapping to map new fault traces and to increase the detail on existing fault traces. The study also identifies special study zones around fault traces where ground deformation can occur.
These are meant to be sort of red flag kind of awareness zones for locals, municipalities, maybe eventually the state, but we're non-regulatory, so these are just sort of our best way to help communicate the surface fault rupture hazard and encourage the need to develop ordinances around building around and on top of fault zones.
Faults in the Wasatch Front are capable of generating earthquakes approximately up to magnitude 7.6, releasing about 700 times more energy than the Magna earthquake. At magnitude 6.5, an earthquake can rupture the ground surface, producing a fault scarp uplift of several inches to up to 20 feet high and extending for up to 40 miles. On the valley or downthrown side of the fault, the ground can crack, tilt, and fault as well. Kleber says the UGS is actively working to make data on geologic hazards more accessible to the public, including local governments, developers, and homeowners. She says they are working on a hazards app to make access even easier.
People still have to determine what their individual risk is. We can't determine what their risk is. So the message we try and give people is, you know, we help you understand the hazards, but you have to figure out what your risk is.
For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Harriet Cornacion.